Good afternoon. My topic is factors associated with annual eye examination among adults with diabetes in the United States, 2005 to 2010. According to National Diabetes Statistics Report in 2014, diabetes affects 29.1 million Americans. The total cost of diabetes was $245 billion, including $176 billion in medical expenditures and $69 billion in reduced national productivity. Diabetic retinopathy, the most frequent diabetic macrovascular complication, affects 30 to 50% of all diabetic patients and is the leading cause of new cases of legal blindness among adults in the United States. The total annual economic impact of vision problem reached to $51.4 billion, so early detection of retinopathy is important. Early detection by annual eye examination is recommended by American Diabetes Association and the American Academy of Ophthalmology. However, compliance with the practice guideline is suboptimal. Based on National Health Interview Survey, the annual eye examination age-adjusted rate was only 53.4%. Annual eye examination is important to reduce the risk of vision loss and is cost-effective to mitigate burdens of diabetes. Limited data available on change of national rates of annual eye examination in the past 10 years. Our objectives are examining the national rates of annual eye examination among adults with diabetes from 2005 to 2010, exploring the predictors of adherence to diabetes practice guidelines on eye care. This study used the data from National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, ENHANCE 2005 to 2010. Annual eye examination was defined as self-reported dilated eye exam within 1 year. Diabetes was defined as self-reported diagnosed diabetes or taking anti-diabetes medication. We adapted Anderson model to explore factors that lead to the use of health services. The Anderson model classifies individual determinants into three dynamics: predisposing factors such as demographics, health beliefs, attitudes, knowledge; enabling factors such as income, insurance coverage, healthcare accessibility, and the illness level. Our analysis focuses on the first two categories. Our predictors include social demographics, age, gender, race, marriage status, education, by asking about the highest grade or level of school education or the highest degree. Federal poverty line was defined as ratio of family income to official poverty threshold less than one. Insurance coverage defined as covered by health insurance or some kind of health care plan or have Medicare. Diabetes education was defined as saw a diabetes nurse educator or dietitian or nutritionist. Having physician for regular diabetes care. Multiple survey logistic regression model was used. All analyses were counted for the enhanced survey design. Estimates were weighted to the total population. Annual eye examination rate over 6 years was 61.7% among 2,045 patients aged 20 years or older with diabetes. This figure shows the trends of annual eye examination rate among adults with diabetes from 2005 to 2010. The crude rate in 2005 to 2006 was 62.4%. In 2007 to 2008 was 61.4%. In 2009 to 2010 was 61.3%. The age-adjusted rates in the corresponding years was 53.4%, 50.3%, 54.6%. There was no significant difference across years, and the age-adjusted rates were consistent with report from National Health Interview Survey. The following tables describe demographic characteristics. 52.5% of the total study population were female. Age was divided by three age groups. 20 to 39, 40 to 59, 60 or older, in which 52.3% were in the elderliest age group. White was 61.4%. 59.1% were married. Self-reported education were classified at three levels, less than high school or some college, undergraduate or higher. The proportion in each level was 29.9%, 25%, 45.1%. 22% of the total study population were below poverty line. Insurance coverage was 89.2%. Patients who received diabetes education within 2 years were 46.6%, while 30% were never received diabetes education. 80.9% of the patients have regular diabetes care physician. Results from logistic regression, here we focus on significant modifiable predictors for annual examination. Patients with insurance coverage were 2.8 times more likely to have annual examination. Having regular diabetes care physician were more likely to have annual examination. Patients with diabetes education within 2 years were 1.4 times more likely to have annual examination compared with those who never received diabetes education. Patients with undergraduate or more education were 1.6 times more likely to have annual examination compared with those of less than high school education. Nearly 40% U.S. patients with diabetes did not receive annual examination according to the ADA guidelines. There was no improvement in national rates of annual examination among adults with diabetes across 2005 to 2010. Modifiable variables, including insurance coverage, having regular diabetes care physician, diabetes education within 2 years, higher education level, promote annual eye examination. Change in these factors could enhance the early detection of diabetic retinopathy and prevent vision loss due to diabetes. This study, based on self-reported data, we found higher insurance coverage compared with the national percentage reported by the United States Census Bureau in 2010. In this report, health insurance coverage was 83.7%. While this study population is diabetic patient and they are elderly, so they might be more likely to buy insurance compared with the healthy or younger population, which makes sense. We also found 45% of the participants have undergraduate or above degree, versus 28% reported in educational attainment in the United States 2009, which need further investigation. I have no disclosure. Thank you for your attention. So I'm going to invite all the speakers up to the front to answer any questions that you may have at this time. We did finish early because we are short one speaker. So if you all have any questions. Any questions? Yes. Data, they have no diabetes duration. That's kind of variable we can assess.
So you can just see how many people
right.
age, whatever, have it.
Right, the cross-sectional study.
But there are some questions that ask, like, how old have you been when you've been diagnosed with, like, diabetes, but it's more like HIS stuff. Health Interview Survey has this question. And CDC Division of Diabetes Translation, they have several reports and papers published on diagnosed diabetes and also like using all these questions. So you can check the diabetes report and CDC Diabetes Translation website. I'm sorry, it's like our data, that's why like I know how to say.
Vision impairment. We have several of our papers. predictor of mortality. You don't control for all these other covariates. It's by itself, it's an independent predictor of mortality.
If we looked in one isolated population, we found that hearing is much more predictive than vision. I'm just curious. Thank you.
That's more true than ice.
Are there any other questions? Okay.
I have a question about 2017 data collection. Mm-hmm. Is there something special about 2017 that will not be true in 2018 and beyond?
No, it's just, you know, like 2015 and 2016 already booked. So the next available time slot is 2017. Like HIS has a predetermined set of time, it's like 90 minutes. You cannot like ask a person to sit for 2 hours like answering all this question. And that is why we have to alternate all the supplements. And because like after hour persons are like, yeah, it's enough, you know, like I'm not going to.
You have to pick a different focus area each year.
Yeah, exactly. And that is why like for example we have cancer supplements like once in 3 years, and we have like diabetes supplement once like in 6 years. So it's like periodic. Because we have to be like exactly set in this 90 minutes of interview.
So in 2008, we had a balance supplement at the same time as the vision supplement. Unfortunately, the balance supplement is scheduled for 2016.
Mm-hmm. You see, you like what feels like it, like come, feels come, feels served.
Well, it was not, it was just a possibility.
Yes, they will all be available. Yeah. Well, thank you everyone for coming, and thank you to the speakers.